DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. EU leaders have started talks on the bloc's seven-year budget at a two-day summit in Brussels. All 27 member states are discussing the 2014-2020 budget. However, there's set to be a showdown over spending cuts. Germany and Britain are two countries which support cuts of at least 100 billion euros. Britain's Prime Minister is David Cameron.
Clearly, at a time when we're making difficult decisions at home over public spending, it'd be quite wrong, it is quite wrong, for there to be proposals for this increased extra spending in the EU. So we're going to be negotiating very hard for a good deal.
Other influential member states, including France and Poland, are opposed to cuts that affect their funding. Latvia's Prime Minister Valdis Dombrovskis says everyone needs to put their differences aside.
It's important that all 27 countries come here willing to reach an agreement. If any of the countries will just come and say that that's it and full stop, then probably we'll not reach an agreement.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said she is unsure a deal can be sealed by Friday. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is still holding more than 24 hours after a truce was brokered by the US and Egypt. On Thursday, Palestinians were reported to have claimed victory in the conflict, with people celebrating amongst the ruins in Gaza. Israel launched an offensive last week to end rocket attacks on its territory from Gaza. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the agreement.
I know there are citizens who expect more severe military action, and perhaps that will become necessary. But at this time, the right thing to do for the State of Israel is to use this opportunity to achieve a long-lasting ceasefire.
Exiled Hamas leader Khaled Mashal said in Cairo that his movement would respect the truce.
We will follow this agreement. If Israel complies, we will comply as well. But if Israel does not stick to its obligations, our finger is on the trigger. If you fire again, we will fire.
The truce states that there'll be no further Israeli military assaults against Gaza, and in turn, Palestinian militants won't fire rockets into Israel. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have arrested 55 people suspected of being involved with various terror groups in overnight raids in the West Bank. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi has sacked the country's general prosecutor. It follows the acquittal of several senior officials charged with stirring up violence against activists during last year's uprising in the country. They were under Egypt's former dictator Hosni Mubarak at the time. Morsi issued a decree on Thursday ordering their retrials, and it could see Mubarak himself facing a retrial. He was sentenced to life in prison in June for failing to stop mass killings during the Arab Spring that led to his downfall in February 2011. The International Criminal Court has issued a warrant for the arrest of the Ivory Coast's former First Lady, Simone Gbagbo. She's accused of crimes against humanity during post-election violence, which killed 3,000 in the West African state last year. She is the first woman to be charged by the ICC, which is based in The Hague. Her husband, former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo, is already in The Hague awaiting trial on similar charges. Simone Gbagbo is also due to be tried on genocide charges in the Ivory Coast. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been questioned over allegations he received illegal campaign funds from France's richest woman. It's claimed billionaire L'Oréal heiress Liliane Bettencourt gave him €150,000 cash during the 2000 presidential election campaign. It's the first time he's been questioned over the donation since he lost his presidency in May. It's reported that Sarkozy could be charged with taking advantage of Bettencourt's fragile mental state. He denies any wrongdoing. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.